This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we'll be talking about farming as it relates to food. Nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery, says breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day, and she has some helpful ideas for busy mornings when you need to eat breakfast on the go.
Breakfast does kind of set the tone for the day. And if you think about it, while you were sleeping, basically your body has been fasting for maybe 8 hours or longer. So breakfast is really the perfect opportunity to refuel and rehydrate. And it really does help get you through your day. So it is important that each day you start your day with breakfast, making sure that you're getting foods from the different food groups. And we do know for children, we've talked about this for years, it's really important we know that if they eat breakfast, they're able to focus and concentrate more at school. And the same goes for adults. You want to be able to focus at work as well.
Any advice for if we eat breakfast and we think, well, really, I don't feel any different. I'm not liking what I'm eating because I'm not hungry in the first place. Are there things that we could be doing differently to help improve what we're eating and what we get out of our breakfast?
Yes, absolutely. Take a look at what you're eating each morning for breakfast and just think about it. You know, do I feel good after I eat breakfast? Do I feel energized? Am I ready to make it through the day? Or maybe I'm feeling not satisfied. Maybe I'm a little bit sluggish. And that may mean that you might have to make over your breakfast a little bit. And again, we want to make sure that we're selecting foods that are really healthy from the five food groups. But the other important thing that maybe we may be missing out on is protein. And protein is an important nutrient, and it's one that we should focus on making sure that we're getting at breakfast time each and every day. And, of course, milk and dairy foods are a great source of essential nutrients and protein.
Could you maybe explain and talk about protein a little more? Because it's kind of really a buzzword, I guess I'd say, when you're talking about eating healthy and you're thinking about nutrition. But I don't know that all of us actually know what it is or why we should be eating it. So you being a nutritionist, could you maybe talk to us a little about that?
Yes, protein is a nutrient, and it's a nutrient that helps us both build our muscle and also helps us build and repair other body tissues as well. It is something that's really important. Our body cannot make protein, so it has to come from the diet. And it's usually found in things like meat and poultry, eggs, fish, legumes, seeds, nuts, and of course, dairy foods. And we know that choosing a meal that is rich in protein helps us feel fuller and satisfied longer and helps maybe prevent us overconsuming on calories. So in general, it's recommended that adults should choose about 25 to 30 grams of protein at each meal. And on average, we're not doing that. American adults only consume about 13 grams. So one of the things you can do is just make sure breakfast time, when you start the morning off, have an 8-ounce serving of milk or have some cheese, yogurt, or some kefir. And that adds 8 grams of protein. Very easy.
Yes, milk is always that. What I think of the fast and easy way to get a lot of nutrients, and you're not exactly eating, you're just having a drink. So that's a plus.
Yes. And again, it's just a great way to add in that protein, not only for breakfast time, but also at other meals through the day, because sometimes people do struggle to get, you know, 25 to 30 grams of the protein.
Yeah, that is a struggle because it kind of takes some planning, because if you think about, well, I'm just going to, for breakfast example, if you want to just eat a piece of fruit, probably not a lot of protein in it. So a little bit of planning, and as you said, throwing in some milk helps out a lot. I want to talk to you about timing of meals, and, you know, we said breakfast is important, but, you know, maybe you get up at 5:30 in the morning and then you don't really sit down to eat breakfast until you get to work at 8 or 8:30. Is that a good thing, or do we need to be aware of the timing of when we're eating our meals?
Well, basically timing does refer to when most of us look at our eating pattern, I assume we basically eat like 3 meals a day. So that with maybe a couple snacks is perfect. Some other individuals may prefer to have more frequent meals throughout the day and make them a little bit more evenly balanced. But I understand what you're saying. If you're up early in the morning, you may not feel hungry. So it just may take a little bit more preparation on your end. And maybe it, instead of eating before you head off to work, you just pack some things that you can kind of take with you that are fast and easy and will give you that nutrition so you don't have to wait until noon or lunchtime in order to kind of refuel your body.
And when we visit, we usually talk about some sort of, whether we're talking about coffee, as we did a month or two ago, what you could make at home or what some kind of snack to make. Any examples of those for a take-along breakfast that you'd like to share with us?
It really is important to kind of plan ahead and maybe make sure your refrigerator and pantry is stocked. Things like just grabbing a yogurt and maybe eating that with a piece of fruit, or maybe you want to top your yogurt with a little granola, or even things like dried coconut, nuts, or seeds. That's a great way to start. Yogurt comes in a tube as well, and that's a great thing to grab on the way out the door. String cheese is also something that's individually packaged, or what you can do is maybe eat a little mini bagel. You can prepare your eggs ahead of time, just bake them in a muffin tin, and then add some cheese and grab your mini bagel, and that's a fast way to get out the door. Or even something like cottage cheese with either fresh or frozen fruit. I love that type of thing. It's fast and easy. And then also, I know we talk a lot about smoothies, but that is such a perfect way not only to get your dairy in because you're making it with milk or yogurt, but also to get in a serving of fruit. And if you're really adventurous, you can also try adding some vegetables. So things like beets or spinach or kale would be a great addition to a smoothie. And it's not something that you would taste necessarily. It's something that just adds some nutrients and freshness, but it's not something you would necessarily pick up on as far as taste.
We talked about the protein factor and being important, and definitely we can get that from milk, but I also hear a lot of talk about peanut butter is a good source for protein. You talked about smoothies. Would that maybe be a good option to throw in as well?
Oh, yeah. I could totally see a smoothie made with frozen bananas, maybe some yogurt, a little bit of milk, some peanut butter. And you could even throw a little bit of chocolate in there, a little bit of cocoa. And so, yeah, that is another great way that you can add some protein into your smoothie. So that would be a great idea.
Well, good. All great tips and ideas that you've given us to try to plan ahead and not be so crunched for time in the morning when we're trying to make our breakfast meals. As far as improving our breakfast, we talked about this a little bit beforehand. If we're not getting a lot out of it, we're not feeling energized or feeling any different after we eat. Changes that we could make or things that we could substitute to change it up, I guess.
I think just really take a close look at what you are eating. And again, if it's mostly carbohydrates in the morning, then you may feel a little bit sluggish. You may not be able to make it through that morning until lunchtime. So think about what you could add. Maybe it's something like a whole grain with higher fiber that would help get you through the day. Maybe it's a little bit more protein. And again, peanut butter is something that's easy to pack and take along, and you could have something like that with some whole grain crackers. Make sure you choose milk or kefir as a breakfast beverage. And kefir, you can think of that as kind of a liquid yogurt, but it has some wonderful nutritional properties, all the same nutrients you would get with milk, and plus a great source of some probiotic bacteria as well. If you're making oatmeal, I think it's perfect to make it with milk instead of water because it just boosts the flavor and also boosts the nutrition. So again, just consider more protein. Do that by adding eggs, cheese, or yogurt, plus peanut butter, plus milk, and it's a great way to just make sure you're hitting that mark for protein.
Well, Joyce, as usual, great advice and tips for some nice snacks and meals throughout the day. And if listeners would like some more recipes or would like a little more information, where could they go to find that?
Visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And I know we have a recipe up there for overnight oatmeal, as well as one for a flexible smoothie. So those would be really great options to try.
Once again, we've been visiting with Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.